All right. So we've been thinking about how to bring this piece together, Christ Our Peace, as a spoken choir presentation. Two voices, alternating, building towards something unified. Where do we begin?
We begin where the pain is. That's the first movement, acknowledge. Name the conflict in the church, in the family, in the nation. Not to assign blame, but to say, we see it, we feel it.
And that matters, because a congregation carrying real tension, think of someone in Bamenda navigating division in their own church community. They need to feel heard before they can receive hope.
Exactly. So speaker one opens softly, something like, there is conflict among us, in our churches, in our homes, across our nation. And speaker two answers, we do not name who is wrong, we name what is broken.
That call and response shape, why does it work so well for this kind of content?
Because coordinated speech, people moving or speaking in rhythm together, has been associated with increased cooperation. The key idea is that synchrony itself signals shared purpose. When two voices alternate and land together, the form carries the message.
So the structure is doing theological work, not just aesthetic work.
Right, and then we move to the second movement, the answer. Romans 12:18 is the anchor. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone.
Now, that phrasing is careful. If it is possible, it acknowledges limits. Peace isn't always fully achievable, but as far as it depends on you, that's the personal responsibility clause.
Mm-hmm. And the surrounding verses reinforce it. Romans 12:17 says, do not repay evil for evil. Romans 12:19 says, do not take personal revenge. Romans 12:21 closes it. Overcome evil with good. Peace here is an active practice, restraint, listening, forgiveness.
So not just the absence of conflict, but a whole ethic of honorable conduct. That's what the spoken choir is embodying when the two voices stay coordinated even through hard words.
Beautifully put. And research on group singing and shared vocal activity, reviewed in a WHO evidence synthesis drawing on over 900 publications, found that group vocal participation supports social bonding, shared attention, and group identity.
Wait, so even a spoken choral format, not actual singing, can carry those social bonding effects?
The mechanism is synchronization and shared attention. The format doesn't require melody, it requires coordination. And that coordination for our listener becomes a symbol. We are turning from division toward shared responsibility.
Then the third movement, the appeal. This is where the emotional build peaks. Both voices converge on the refrain.
Christ is our peace. He is our peace. Together, quietly. As far as it depends on us, we will seek it. The takeaway is singular and personal. Not institutional, not abstract.
That's the whole arc. Acknowledge the pain, answer with scripture, appeal together. And the form, two voices, alternating, converging, enacts the very unity the words are calling for.
For everyone carrying this piece into a church hall or a choir rehearsal, remember, the spoken choir doesn't need instruments to be worship. It needs truth, coordination, and the courage to name both the wound and the way forward, Christ, our peace.